welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 95 on December 2nd, 2014. Changing the world one ass at a time. Okay, so this is a lovely rainy afternoon when I'm recording this podcast, and I am so happy that we have moisture falling from the skies. And I'm sure everyone in California agrees with me. So that is a delightful turn of events. Let's see, what else? The first thing I want to talk about is the butt plug testing. I tested out the Tantus Rider plug. I know you guys were hoping I would do it on air so you could listen to me record another podcast with a plug in my butt. But I went ahead and put it in and did some other writing. I tried to do a fairly equal test. In other words, the timing was approximately the same as far as how long I had it in for. And I have to say, let's see, okay, here are the differences that I noticed. Because what we're doing is we were comparing the Enjoy Large, which I did on the podcast last time, with the Tantus Rider for long-term wear. Here's what I noticed. The Tantus Rider is silicone, it's not metal, so there was more give in the base of it. So when I sat down on it, I didn't feel anything pushing up against me because there was no give because of the metal. So that was nice. It was a little softer to sit on. It wasn't like the Enjoy was uncomfortable to sit on, but the Rider definitely had more give. The base of the Rider is shaped really well. So it's long and narrow, so it fits really nicely between the butt cheeks. And it was comfortable for long-term wear. What I did notice was that I had to add lube more often. Now, I did try first a water-based lube. That was kind of silly. And then I tried a pure silicone lube. And then I tried a combination of both. And I did actually have to put lube on those three times before it was really comfortable. I did notice also that, you know, just because it is silicone, anywhere where that silicone is not lubed and it's touching your butt cheeks or around the opening, it can pull a little bit. It can feel a little bit uncomfortable. So the lube is a critical part. And then I didn't want to put so much lube on it that, you know, it was getting all over the place. But that was really my only complaint. It was truly my only complaint. It was a very comfortable plug to have in for a long period of time. And I got off twice, yes. You know, so that part wasn't any different. I got off when I put it in, and then I got off about midway through the period of time when I wore it. I don't know, there's something about having a butt plug in that just brings my awareness of my sexuality so intensely right there. And it's, you know, partway through doing my work, I just, you know, went and looked at some porn, and then I was reading some erotica and decided I wanted to get off again. So that was kind of cool. So in terms of how many times I felt like I wanted to get off with the butt plug in, it was equal to the Enjoy Large. So really the only difference I would say is that there was more give to the Rider, like I mentioned. And that did make it a little bit more comfortable to sit on, but there was the whole lube thing. So it's a matter of preference, I think. It really is. The Rider didn't have that sense of heaviness, but since I was just sitting and not walking around, that wasn't really that much of a factor. When you walk around with the Enjoy in, you can definitely feel it a lot more because it has that metal heaviness. So there you go. There is my recommendations for long-term wear plugs from the collection that I had. I do have other ones, but they're not really good for staying in long term, and they're some of them vibrate and some of them are too small. So those are the only two I had that I felt like would be a good comparison for long term. So I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. Okay, next up, I have an announcement to make. I am teaching a class down in the Long Beach area. You can find out information about it on my website, peggingparadise.com. And it will be 2 1.5-hour classes, as usual, the beginning and advanced classes for pegging. It is at the Entice Me woman, Tiffany Yelverton's place. So there will also be all kinds of sex toys for sale. And we're going to add something even better to the whole shebang and do an organic wine tasting and throw that in as well. So it's really going to be quite an afternoon. This is happening on December 14th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon is when the beginning class starts. So the beginning class will go from 1 p.m. until 2:30, and then we'll take half an hour break, look at sex toys, drink some wine, have some snacks. And the second class will start at 3 o'clock and last until 4:30. It's going to be a really fun afternoon, and I hope that all of you who live in the Los Angeles general area who have not been able to make it up to my classes in Ventura, hopefully this will enable you to take a drive over there and join us, because it'll be closer to where you live. So a single class, whether it's the beginning or the advanced, is $25. The beginning and the advanced together are $40, and we have a special price for couples because I love to see couples come to my classes. It's so cool when both of you are interested enough to come and learn. And the special price for couples is $75 for all the classes, for both classes. So there you go. I'll put the link to the Facebook page description on my Linkorama, as well as the link to the Eventbrite tickets. If you say you're going to go on the Facebook page, that only indicates your interest, but we'll reserve a seat for you if you go through the Eventbrite and get the tickets. And it's important because Tiffany's place is not that big, y'all. We're going to pack them in and be cozy, and it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's definitely limited seating. So if you're thinking about coming to the class, then go to Eventbrite and grab your tickets as soon as you can. And let's see, what else? Okay, rodeo. I wrote them and asked for a couple of samples, and they said, absolutely, positively, send us your address. So I'm really, really excited about that, because they're going to send me a couple of rodeo harnesses to test, and that way I can tell you what I think. So I will let you know as soon as, you know, it's so funny because it's like, sure, I'll test my toys, and then I have to find someone to test them with. And that's not something I like to go into a tremendous amount of detail about on my podcast, because it is my private life. And on the other hand, it's kind of my business life. So it's always a little strange. It's like, yeah, I'll test those. And I'd love to be able to test them right away. I really would. But sometimes I have men in my bed. Well, usually only one at a time. And sometimes I don't. So there you have it. All right, getting back to work here. I have a lot of letters to read to you guys, and some of them are pretty long. So I'm going to jump right in here with some of the shorter ones first. Okay, this was a comment that was left on my website. I believe it was a comment on the article that I wrote for men about how to get her to try it out, your significant other being the female. Here we go. I wish I could get my wife to try it. She tried once with a prostate massager a couple of years ago. It was awesome. I came 3 times in 15 minutes. But whenever I ask for it again or suggest pegging with a strap-on, she gets all standoffish and is afraid I'll, quote, go gay, end quote, if we do. The idea of being with a man is repulsive to me, to say the least, but the idea of her pegging me? Well, instant tent pole. Suggestions? We talked at length before, and she was all into trying and such, and then changed her mind about it about 1.5 years ago. Okay, more communication is needed here, more information for her. It sounds like what's happening is she is stuck in the you're going to go gay. So one of the first things I think that I would tell her is about the similarities between G-spot and your prostate. I don't know if your wife is a woman who enjoys G-spot stimulation, but if she is, that is one way that you can educate her and inform her that there is a spot in men that is equally as stimulating and feels equally as amazing. And then I think, you know, you might even want to send her to my website and show her the No, He's Not Gay article, probably a good idea to send her to pegging101.com, because that is the website that I have that keeps all of my other kinks out of it. We don't want to scare her off. It sounds like maybe she's a little bit conservative. And as you all know who listen to my podcast, I definitely have my wildness kinks that I throw in there as well. So, which is why I created Pegging 101 is for all the people who are more vanilla and just really want to explore pegging without any of the other kinks that I enjoy. So I'm going to put that link in the Linkorama, but probably that would be a good idea as well, is to show her that, because there is absolutely no connection between the area of your body that you enjoy having stimulated and the gender that you prefer to do the stimulating. Perhaps if you gently and repeatedly and calmly keep talking to her about this, and what I mean is start a conversation with her, not while you guys are in bed, not while it's right before sex or right after, and well, sometimes people suggest that right after is good, especially if you've given her a mind-blowing orgasm. That actually could be a good time to bring it up, but certainly not before sex. Anyway, to say, you know, this is something I really would like to try. It's absolutely not anything that's ever going to change the gender that I'm attracted to. I want you and only you. And it is only the picture of you with a strap-on that excites me. Not anybody else, not any guys. I don't all of a sudden love muscles and hairy guys, you know, and you know what I mean, hairy bodies. And be persistent. If she doesn't want to talk about it, then back off, wait a couple of days, and then bring it up again very calmly, very gently. Say, this is really important to me. This is an area of sexual pleasure that I would like to explore that is totally amazing. And I would like to do it with you. You are the person that I want to explore this with. So that's really the only suggestions I have, because it sounds like she's okay with it, but it's really the going gay thing that's flipping her out. So let's see, what else can you tell her? There was a study done at George Mason University that showed that only between 34 to 36% of gay men even have anal sex. You might want to throw that statistic at her. The reason it's 34 to 36 is because they were asking both receptive and giving. So that's why the percentages are vary a little bit. So this automatic connection of homosexuality with anal sex is really, really ridiculous. It's just an area of your body that turns you on. That's really all it is. And the sooner that she can get there, of course, the sooner you're going to be enjoying more pleasure. Because I was actually quite surprised. I was astounded. You came 3 times in 15 minutes. You're one of those guys where you put something up your ass and all of a sudden you're writhing in multiple orgasms. Holy crap, no wonder you want this. And I have to commend you on your patience, because if something like that happened to me, I would be really adamant about trying it again. And certainly if my partner didn't want to, I'd be getting myself off all the time. So let's see, what other suggestions? Oh, another suggestion is you can take a butt plug. In fact, a good one might be the one that we talked about. That's not necessarily a beginner's one. It depends on how much anal play you do on your own. The rider is a 1.5 inch in diameter, so it's a little bit of a thicker one. But anyway, get a good butt plug and put that in while you are doing regular old penis and vagina intercourse with her. The reason I suggest this is because usually what happens is when you have an orgasm with a butt plug in, it's so much more intense. And I mean, if you guys are having sex and you have a decent sex life outside of her refusal to explore this with you, then she knows what it's like when you come, and she knows what it's like and how you make noise or you don't, or and those sorts of things. And all of a sudden you have this butt plug in and you're having intercourse and you come hard and really intense. This intrigues a partner many times. And many times it's sort of like, wow, that was really intense. I saw how much you enjoyed that. And then they get interested in exploring it with you. There's at least 4 different times that I have written at least, because about, or let me finish that sentence, about no, he's not gay. And the reason that I wrote that so often, it was a monthly thing that I did for a while on my my website, because the misconception is so strong, the connotation of men enjoying anal play, having some be either bisexual or homosexual, is so strong that I felt like I had to counter that. And I wrote a No, He's Not Gay, a bunch of different ways, regularly, every month, for a while. Now, eventually I stopped because I realized that I was looking at everything in black and white and I wasn't making any room at all for the bisexual men. If you know that you are absolutely straight and you have no desire for men at all, please tell her that over and over again. And because there are men who get bisexual curiosity woken up by pegging, probably not a good thing to tell her. But my point in talking about these different times that I have written different variations of No, He's Not Gay, is that she could go through and read these, because what I tried to do was each time I wrote it in a slightly different way. Now, maybe if she read four or five or six of them, that would convince her. So I'm not just going to put the link to the main article. I'm going to put the link to a bunch of the different ones that I wrote. And you might want to just line them up for her and ask her, please, to read those, just to do you a favor and just read those. So those are the suggestions that I have. Please do let us know how it goes. And if nothing else, certainly you can give yourself pleasure. And wow, if I could come 3 times in 15 minutes, I'd be doing it myself no problem every time I had some time out to masturbate. Okay, good luck to you, sir. Here's my next letter. My fiancé and I are very close. I come from relationships that were not open to discussing anything I desired sexually. It was looked at as I was not satisfied with what I had, the man I had, even if all I wanted was my hair pulled. My fiancé has more experience sexually than I do. He's done swapping, etc. He has been able to do different things with different women, but never able to talk to the same woman about everything he desired or fantasized about. We were together in high school for 1.5 years. I lost my virginity to him, and I was the second person he'd been with. So we have a history of 17 years. We can talk to each other about anything. He is the one who made the first move by talking about things. He made it very clear how much he loved me and that he wanted to do anything that I wanted to please me within reason. There wasn't much he wasn't willing to do. He showed me a lot of different things. It was amazing. Things I never thought of. He made them comfortable, pleasurable, and fun. I wanted the same for him, of course. I know I'm not highly sexually experienced, but I wanted to try. I started asking questions, and when he mentioned a female-male-female threesome, I was not opposed to the idea, but asked if he was willing to try a male-female-male threesome. He said he didn't know if he could keep it up, but he'd be willing to try. Wow, I love this man. We talked about it both in and out of bed. He mentioned several times he'd do anything for me. I tried anal, and it hurt the first time. He then said he would be fucked in the ass before he'd hurt me that way again. He also had told me way before this, experimenting with an ex, that she had shoved a dildo up his ass while sleeping because she was pissed at him for having sex while they were both drunk. He woke up and she ran because it was lodged inside him. He spent 6 hours trying to get it out before going to the emergency room. He said that was very embarrassing, but after telling me the story several times, he did finally say he didn't quite hate it. That's why he waited so long to go to the ER. I felt he was hinting at wanting his ass played with after all our talks. Sexual fantasies are not the only thing we share. We ask questions and talk about a lot of things. I got close to his ass during oral and 69 a few times, brushing near it. Playing with the spot between his balls and ass was the closest I had gotten, not knowing quite how to ask him if he wanted me to play with or fuck his ass with my dildo. Finally, one night, he said, "You've been hinting around at this for a while, so why don't you do it?" I didn't comprehend what he was saying. He said, "I'll let you fuck me with your dick. Then another night, I get to fuck you in the ass with mine." He handed me the dildo and laid back and spread his legs. I just smiled at him. He's a man's man. He is all about his woman and her needs, completely above his own. How could I ever shut down anything he may ask for without even a thought when he gives me the ultimate amount of consideration? I did everything I knew how. I played with him and lubed everything up really, really good, because I know it can freaking hurt like hell. I was being too timid. He grabbed my hand and shoved it in. I worked it all the way inside. I had heard guys like prostate stimulation. I told him that and asked where it was exactly. I had guessed and was right. I went with what felt right. I did what felt so good to me. I didn't jam it in and out, though. I positioned it to massage the gland and gave him head at the same time. He came in less than 5 minutes. An orgasm wave I have never seen him have. It was fantastic. I felt so close to him. He said of course he trusted me. He had someone he didn't have to hide anything from. Did I know how rare that was? No, I love this man. Now, he likes his ass played with, and I'm happy to do it. I want to ask him about pegging, and if he would want that. It would show him I am thinking about him. We are very open-minded and are getting married in 3 weeks. I want to surprise him. After what I've told you, do you think I am presuming, or that is totally off the wall? I'm good about voicing my needs and wants and doing what he asks for, but I've never been this proactive. It takes the right man and woman, or partners, to make something like this possible. If we weren't so accepting and loving and understanding, we would still be scared, but we both have excellent communication. Okay, I'm going to say that you are... he's wanting it bad. He is totally wanting it bad. You are totally right there, standing there with the door open to pegging. And it's like he's standing inside and welcoming you in and saying, oh yeah, I would love this. So that's the way I see it. I loved hearing this whole story about how all of this happened. Now, the first indicator is his embarrassing story of the idiotic ex that shoved this thing up his ass and that he liked it so much that he finally admitted to that. But also his willingness to like, here, you've been hitting around at this, so fuck me with it, and then I'll get to fuck you later. It's awesome that you guys are careful with each other and that he wants to make sure there's no pain involved when he fucks you in the ass. That's really critical because that is what makes it so much more enjoyable, obviously. But, oh yeah, sweetie, you are right there. You can just bring that up to him no problem, and I think he'll probably be one of the happiest guys around. It sounds like you have an awesome sex life already and a really excellent communication, like you said. So I would just bring it up and say, look, I think I really want to do this. And I understand how it's a little scary to do, but I don't think you're risking very much. I really don't. It's not as if after all of this time when he came so hard, you gave him head, he loved it when you played with his ass, he told you the story about how he really liked having that vibrator up there, even though he had to go to the emergency room. It's not like he's all of a sudden going to turn around and go, oh no, oh no, don't touch it, don't touch it, you're not doing that to me, no way. I think he will actually totally love it, and I think perhaps, I'm pretty sure I'm correct about this, that he is sitting there on the opposite side of your relationship going, I really, really, really want her to fuck me in the ass and peg me, but I'm a man's man and I'm not sure I could actually quite ask for that. So just ask him. And when you ask him, try not to make it like you're asking for something that's really strange or bizarre or that you have a disease or anything like that. Say, hey, I noticed how much you really enjoyed ass play, and I've been reading about the prostate, and I know that it's, you know, a source of an intense amount of pleasure, so I would actually really like to fuck you. I think it would be the perfect thing to celebrate with your new marriage, and congratulations, by the way. You two can spend time figuring out what kind of harness you like the best, what kind of dildo you like the best, whether you want the realistic kind, or whether you want a colored one, and if you want the really feminine harness, or just the leather one. I mean, there's all kinds of lovely decisions to be made, and you guys can shop online and check it all out. And if you want, shop online at my store at enticeme.com and put in the code Ruby and you'll get 20% off. But yeah, you got it. You totally got it. And please write back and let us know how it goes, because I am like 95% sure on this one that your husband-to-be is going to be ecstatic that you want to peg him. So good luck and tell us how it goes. Thanks for writing in. Okay, this next letter is actually a comment that was left on my article about I need a woman to peg me. And this guy wrote in, and he had some great stuff to say. I'm really glad, actually, that he left this comment. Okay, maybe this post isn't aimed at people like me, and I don't find it hard to believe that there are plenty of people who do deserve this kind of response to their chosen approach to dating. That said, I feel that there are some important points which are not addressed in this article and which really do need to be, at the very least, acknowledged. Some guys who enjoy being on the receiving end actually want it within the context of a loving, caring, mutually satisfying relationship. We don't want no-string sex, and in fact, for some of us, the lack of an intimate emotional bond actually precludes anything even approaching sex. But even the bold among us can find it extremely difficult to find a woman who is interested in pegging, because in the past we have been rejected, or worse, humiliated by a long string of women who do not share that interest. In contrast, it seems like the advice given in the article could be paraphrased as, if your date brings up pegging, be grateful. But don't ever bring it up yourself, because nobody cares what you want. Just shut up and be happy she's willing to consider dating you at all, and be grateful for whatever pittance she deigns to give you. Seriously, this attitude is not going to help anyone. To provide an alternate suggestion, if pegging is something you want within a relationship for men and women alike, I recommend considering disclosing this information early on. Yes, it can, and often will, result in rejection. A lot of people simply are not into pegging, and there's nothing wrong with that. But at least you will find out early whether the relationship has a chance of including a satisfactory sex life, and in cases where it is not, you will waste less of the other person's time and minimize the risk of causing and suffering the emotional fallout from spending months or years putting effort into a relationship that ultimately has no possibility of being sexually fulfilling for one or both of you. Above all, treat each other with respect, no matter what their personal opinions or sexual tastes might be. Even aside from the fact that it's the nice thing to do, they just might be able to help you find your ideal match. I really appreciate you writing this in, and as I was reading it when I first saw it on my website, I realized that the things that I have written before that give you a bigger and a larger and more complete view of how I feel about this were not in that article. That article is not the whole of how I feel people would do best to approach this. And also, in a variety of different podcasts, I have detailed my own search for finding a guy to be with. And although it's different because there are many more men who are into pegging than there are women, still it is difficult because you have to find the perfect formula. You have to find the guy you're attracted to with the characteristics that you like, and he has to like pegging. And I had my own trials of going to a vanilla dating site and hanging out there and going out on dates with guys and disclosing the first or second date that I'm into pegging. And it was nothing but frustration for me, because I would get invested in and interested in the man, and most of the time he would run for the hills. And if he didn't run for the hills, he would perhaps not be 100% into it. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, he might back off a little bit and go, well, I don't really know about that. It's not scaring me away completely, but I don't really know about that. And I don't know. What I want is enthusiasm. What I want is someone who knows about the pleasure that his ass contains and is totally into it. What I ended up doing finally was putting a, as I love to call it, a balls out profile up on a dating site that basically talks about how I'm a sex educator, how I'm kinky, and how I like pegging. And I talk a little bit about those things, just enough to explain them to people about what I like and what I enjoy. This is actually working better for me because what it does is it scares off all the guys who are not into those things and will never be and have no interest in them, which is awesome because I don't even have to talk to them. It's awesome. And it does, unfortunately, attract a whole bunch of guys who are not like you sound like you are. They are definitely thinking with their little head and they're approaching me for my strap-on because they love pegging. And they're not getting to know the person underneath all of this. So, but at the same time, I think it's working better for me. So one of the things that it reminded me of, besides this journey that I have been on myself, your comment reminded me of the article that I wrote about convincing her to try it. And the very first thing I say is communication. Now, if you're in a long-term relationship and all of a sudden you decide that you would like to disclose to your partner that you'd really like to try pegging and anal play, well, obviously, if you have been with the person for a long time, it's a bigger risk in terms of if the worst possible things happen and she leaves you and says you're, and makes all kinds of assumptions about, you know, your gender orientation or whatever. If she freaks out and leaves you, well, you've got some years invested. You have a long-term relationship, and that's why it's scarier to risk that. That's why people who are in long-term relationships have a difficult time actually asking for what they want sexually, because you have a lot of invested. It might not just be emotions invested. It could be money. It could be kids. It could be all kinds of things. So that's when it's difficult. I totally agree that in the very beginning, when you meet someone, not very much time passes when you really need to lay your kink cards out on the table. I listened to Dan Savage, and what he has said is that instead of disclosing right away, he thinks it's a better idea to basically take them for a spin sexually, if you will, become intimate with them once or twice, and then tell them. That doesn't work well for me because I get emotionally invested a little too quickly. And once I'm in bed with someone, I'm starting to get emotionally invested. And so then if I share, okay, well, actually, I'm really into this thing, and they bail, that's no fun for me. I guess what I'm trying to do in my life is minimize the risk that someone is going to reject me because of my sexual preferences. So I lead with my sexual preferences. There are advantages and disadvantages to that. I suppose men could look at the way I'm handling in this and say, yeah, well, she's kind of thinking with her little head too, even though it's a strap-on. I don't know. So there are so many different ways to look at this, but I do want to let you know that I'm aware, absolutely, that there are men out there that want pegging within the context of a very intimate, loving relationship, and that it is a very difficult thing to find. If I thought that there was a way that I could have some kind of matchmaking website or something like that, and it would work, I'd be on it in 2 seconds. It's just that there are so many more men out there into pegging than there are women, that what I'm really trying to do is focus my attention on teaching more and spreading the word that it's a way cool thing. So, and if anybody has any ideas about how I might be able to encourage more women to try this out, let me know. One of the things I do have slated, and it has been slated for a while, and I will get to it, is I'm going to have a few podcasts where I do interviews with women who totally love pegging. Because this is something when other women listen to it might really inspire them. And it also will bring a lot of encouragement to the men who are looking for women like this and have been so disappointed in their search that it's to the point where they're thinking we don't exist. We definitely exist. And yes, I wish there were more of us, and I'm working hard on that one. But I really appreciate your comments, because certainly when I wrote that article that you commented on, I was coming from the perspective of being kind of harassed because I love pegging. And so many guys would like to be with a woman who loves pegging that I was and still am pursued by my strap-on all the time. And it's not like, hey, you seem like a really cool person. It's like, hey, I'd love you to fuck me. And so, yeah, unfortunately, it sounds like that edge came through in the article more than I was aware. So I appreciate your feedback on that. And I do apologize for making it sound like, you know, you should just shut up and be happy with whatever you can find or not find, because I certainly never meant that to come across. I'm going to put links to the couple of other things that I wrote about and that I mentioned earlier in my response to this for you to read. I'll put those in the Linkorama, and hopefully it will give you a better idea of where I'm coming from. And again, thank you for your comments, sir. And good luck to you in your search when you find the woman, because it is a when, it's not an if. Let us know. Okay, next letter. Pegging has been a fetish of mine for as long as I can remember. An ex and I experimented with ass play very early on, and I bought my first dildo, one of the very first models from Tantus, and harness when I was in my early 20s. He and I experimented with pegging a little. I loved it. He didn't get as much out of it, so it eventually fell to the wayside. When my husband and I got together, he was very clear on how he felt about ass play. That area was exit only, he would always say. He did not want me even touching his adorable ass. He wasn't even interested in having anal sex with me. Don't get me wrong, Ruby, the sex with him was amazing, and he was always GGG in the bedroom. He was just very vanilla, the poor thing. Well, I am not one to take no for an answer. I embarked on a very slow and deliberate campaign to gain access to his back door. I didn't really think I'd ever be allowed to peg his sweet backside, but I would be happy just to share with him the pleasures that I knew he had hidden back there. It was slow going. I spent months just rubbing his cheeks during sex, then progressed to playing with his balls and taint during blowjobs. Eventually, I wormed my way down to his tight asshole with a wet finger and just massaged the outside of that sweet hole until he came moaning in my mouth. One day, I finally worked up the courage to slip a finger in his asshole, and he came within seconds. From then on, he was hooked. We joked about the button he had hidden up his ass. Just press it and he would come hard. One night, armed with a little liquid courage, I asked if he would be interested in trying something other than my fingers. To my surprise, he agreed. I pulled out that old Tantus dildo, still in perfect shape, after over 12 years, and we played with it, using it in his ass. Finally, we were ready for the main event, pegging. The first time I strapped on that harness, slid my well-lubed purple cock into his ass and heard him whisper a breathy, "Fuck." I thought I would come on the spot. Now he loves ass play so much that we joke that we've created a monster, an ass monster, and I love every second of it. He is still very giving in bed and makes sure that I get off at least as much as he does. With the help of a little tango bullet vibe, I had one of the hardest orgasms of my entire life the other night while pegging him. It was amazing. Pegging has brought us much closer in a lot of ways. He understands now what it is like to be the fuck-e, and I know what it's like to want to fuck someone all the time. I can't stand to see that cute little ass of his without wanting to get my hands on it. I'm totally addicted to pegging and watching my man have the best orgasms of his life. Ruby, thanks for spreading the good word about pegging, and I'll keep doing my part to change the world one ass at a time. Now, okay, I have to mention that the subject line of this email was "Exit Only to Ass Monster, a Pegging Story." I am so happy for you both, and I'm happy that he wasn't freaky enough about exit-only ass to where even when you finally got near his taint and his anus, that he didn't freak out, that he actually was able to relax and feel the pleasure and allow you to keep going. And wow, you deserve an award for your patience and persistence, and I'll bet that now he is so glad that you are the kind of woman that does not take no for an answer, and that you were so persistent. Oh, this is a fabulous, fabulous story. And it's also a testament to Tantus dildos. Do you hear that, everybody? After 12 years, it's still in great shape. That's what you get when you buy a 100% silicone dildo. And Tantus is one of the best companies out there. So, wow, that's just the coolest thing. Well, now what you guys can do is you can explore the different worlds of different dildos. You can maybe think about getting a double-ended one, or you can think about getting him maybe a little bit of a bigger one. There's so many options now. Yes, delightful story. Thank you so much for writing in and telling that. It just, you can hear it. I'm just smiling ear to ear because it was such a pleasure to read that. Okay, next letter. Let's see. This is a woman who wrote in before from Switzerland. It says, you addressed my questions in podcast number 88 back in the beginning of August. Thank you again. Here are some news about us. My husband and I had an amazing first time pegging. Between talking about it and strapping one on, it was almost a month. Yeast infection from glycerin lube and or pussy plus anus play, waiting 2 weeks for our dildo and harness, and family matters interfered. And so we couldn't wait to get started. Finally, at the end of August, we had a getaway in the mountains at a lovely Italian spa resort. We had lunch on our way there, and my man confirmed he was ready and interested in pegging once we checked into the room. My clit tingled at the news. I'm still surprised how much I get turned on by playing with his butt. Once we were in the room, he quickly went into the shower, and I started getting ready. It took a while, and then I turned on the music, Criminal by Fiona Apple. He opened the door, and there I was, black corset, garter belt, black stockings, high heels, and my beautiful purple dildo peeking from all the lace. With a passionate kiss, I pushed him on the chair and started dancing, mixing it up with oral and his fingers checking my wetness. I was on fire, we both were. I so wanted him on the bed, my face buried between his legs. Then, when he was ready, I put lube all over my dildo and got on top of him, face to face. His eyes were closed. My dildo easily glided in. No O-face, he kept his cool. I so loved to move my hips with the thrusting motion. It's a liberating wild dance, and it feels much more different than thrusting during usual vaginal sex. I most certainly lack strength and endurance, but it's not something I felt I could get better at. After a while, he turned around into doggy style, and what a sight. I love his muscular back and sporty butt. It's so amazing how with pegging you see your man from a different angle and get to appreciate a different view on masculinity. After doggy, we switched to him on top. Now, we're very different body types. He is tall and athletic, and I'm rather petite, so it's a bit tricky to adjust every position. With him on top, I needed a pillow under my hips, and it was important I wouldn't sink in and keep on pushing up as he was riding me with all his enormous power. He came all over my breasts. He wanted it harder, and our Tantus silk medium was obviously not enough, but we both really enjoyed the experience. Our sexy day continued with spa and romantic dinner, where we talked about our love life before each other, and I told him I had a relationship with a girl 12 years ago, and women are part of my fantasies. I'm bi, and it felt so great to finally come out with it after 9 years together. We talked about it, and he was very supportive and said he gets turned on by the idea of me with a woman, but we also spoke about serious issues surrounding female bisexuality, so it wasn't just a pure sex talk. It was something that I really needed. I feel so much closer to my husband now and also inspired to come out to my family and friends. Also, it's interesting how pegging gives me a chance to express the similar sex dynamic that I like so much with girls, taking turns in pleasing each other, me being gentle, feminine, and still leading the act, having an idea of how it feels for your partner, and giving all the energy you've got until he or she comes. It's different than usual PIV sex, giving oral or actively moving with your partner but still being the one penetrated. It's not just active participation, but taking over. So great to really change things around. And it doesn't make me more masculine and him more feminine. He's a big, strong, assertive man. Pegging doesn't change that. But here the happy ending takes a break. We tried pegging one more time, but my husband wasn't too excited about it, nor was there an increase in intimacy between us. On the contrary, he wasn't enthusiastic about sex and flirting with me, maybe because of the usual work stress. He wouldn't initiate much. Also, if there were any difficulties for us to have sex that day, he just wasn't flexible enough to come up with plan B. So I just got sad and lost my mojo. And then one day he asked me, "So what happened to our exciting honeymoon sex life we had last month?" And I exploded. We had a huge fight for 3 days, blaming each other about all kinds of things. It was big and serious. And then we just cooled down somehow, and he started being more enthusiastic about sex and flirting with me. It changed everything. We had great sex, great anal play for me, some spanking and nice hair pulling. We watched porn together, and we started our own sexy Tumblr with photos and stories about our sexy times. And we both do it, not just me. We really spiced things up. We even had some talks about exploring my bi side more in group activities. Hot. And pegging, too. We did it a couple of times, and even though the learning curve is steep, my dildo is small and it's hard to adjust our bodies into a new way. It's still super hot, and he comes loads. It's such a beautiful sight to see him exploding like a fountain all over me. Though he says his orgasms are not 10 times stronger. It feels good, but not that special as others describe, he says. We have a lot to explore and figure out. It's hard for me to keep the rhythm fast and strong, find a way for him to push against me and not to push me out too much. He is strong, oh my. He is so much taller, so adjusting positions takes time and imagination. The list goes on. The solution is more practice, I guess. We tried your favorite position for beginners, on the chair. Works pretty well, both facing me and his back to me. It was pretty good, and we will sure do it again. Love the sight. I'd say to all the ladies out there, if you like how your man looks from behind, if you adore his back, shoulders, and butt, wait till you see it all in action. Such a turn-on. After pegging, I'm turned on as never, and masturbation with my man giving me a helping hand and passionate kisses is so much more amazing than solo. We are waiting for a double-ender fused tango to be delivered from Canada. Can't wait to see how a bigger size would feel for my man. Ruby, thank you so much for your tips, support, and all the information you provide. You are doing a great job and bring so much happiness and excitement to couples around the world. Feel free to use my email for your podcast or blog if you wish, and it's okay to shorten it or edit my mistakes. Sorry it's so long. A title that I could come up with for our story is Swiss Pegging Ups and Downs, but maybe you have a better idea. And then she puts her Tumblr, and I am going to put that on my Linkorama. It's really quite lovely. And you know, that's not even a good enough word for it. It's fucking sexy is what it is. I scrolled through, I read a bunch of stuff, and it's really hot and way sexy. And I would have to say, I agree with you. Your husband has a really sweet ass. Oh my God, very nice ass. There are some really sexy pictures in there and some sexy writing. And I love the idea of getting together and doing this together. I love the idea of it being a joint project that keeps the spice going. And I'm so glad to hear that despite the hiccup of time when, for whatever reason, you guys moved apart for a while and things were not fun, that you made it back to the other side and now that you're enjoying yourselves again and having lots of fun. And I do mean lots of fun. From reading your Tumblr. you two are having a great time. I am envious. Thank you so much for writing in and letting us know. And I'm going to put the link to the Tumblr on my Linkorama, everybody. So you want to take a look and see some hot pictures and read some really hot things, you should go over there and check it out. Thanks for writing in and keep on pegging, you two. And I do appreciate his comment that, yeah, it's nice and I like it, but it's not 10 times as intense. That's the first time I've actually ever heard that. I have heard other men say that they really don't get much out of it at all. but he is actually the first man that I've heard say, well, yeah, I have orgasms, but they're not 10 times more powerful. So that just goes to show you, nothing is all across the board. The majority of men do experience much more intense orgasms, but if he doesn't, then he's one of the few that don't. So thanks to him for letting me know that there are definitely men out there that it's that 10 times as powerful rule doesn't hold true to. Okay, once again, thanks for writing in. Okay, real quick question here. I was wondering about whether male anal-stimulated orgasms have the same effect on the brain as penile orgasms. I'm specifically referring to the relationship of the brain chemicals like dopamine, prolactin, and oxytocin. I don't have a fucking clue. It would be awesome if we could get some people to do some studies here about these things. I mean, there is so little that's been studied about anal sex that there are so many misconceptions, it blows my mind. Even just female receptive and male giving anal sex, it's sad some of the things I read when people start to write about anal sex because they're so ill-informed. Now, admittedly, I've made this a bit of my life, right? So I know a lot about it. But what's ended up happening is, of course, so far, nobody's willing to fund studies like this, and it'd be a little bit difficult to do them. So these studies haven't been done, and we don't really know that much about anal orgasms, prostate orgasms. You know, they're just now beginning to be able to talk a little bit coherently, occasionally, about the difference between a G-spot orgasm and a clitoral orgasm or a combined orgasm. So they haven't even begun to do that with the men, unfortunately. So I have no information for you. If anybody out there knows anything other than that, has anything to add to that, please let me know. Oh, so one more thing that I wanted to make sure that everybody listens carefully to. Not too long ago, I mentioned that I had found like the perfect pegging lube and that I totally loved it. And it's made by Sliquid, and it's called Silk, where there are two formulas for Silk. One is the normal one, and one is the organic one. Interestingly enough, they are not both good for pegging. Only the regular one is, not the organic. The organic does tend to dry out because it's formulated a little bit differently. So I did hear back from some wonderful person on Reddit who said, you know, hey, we bought the organic on Amazon, and it is just not at all good, and it dries out, and it gets sticky, and my poor husband. And so I had only tried out the regular, so I called up Tiffany. It enticed me and said, send me a sample of the other. She did. I tried it out. Yes, it really isn't the same, so do not use the organic for pegging. The organic Sliquid Silk, not good for pegging. Only the regular kind with the big purple label, the Sliquid Silk regular, and it's purple label. That is the one I totally love that works really, really wonderfully. So sorry for any confusion, and sorry for the person that went to Amazon and bought the one and didn't have any success with it, but I sure appreciate the heads up on that because I don't want people buying a lube that doesn't work for them. So there you go. Take note, and I'll put the link to the right one on my Linkorama. Wow, that's a lot of links, you guys. All right. So I think we're going to leave it there. And you can follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_Ryder. I have a Facebook profile and a page that I would love a like on. I would love a like. You can subscribe to my blog where all kinds of way cool things show up that never find their way to this podcast. My podcast is available directly from iTunes and also from a number of other podcast engines, so to speak. You can go to iTunes and rate my podcast and write me a review, which would be totally freaking awesome. Please feel free to send all of your questions and lovely stories to ruby@peggingparadise.com, or you can click the Write Ruby links at the upper right of every page of my blog. Thank you for downloading and listening. Thank you very much. And as always, happy pegging.